Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 605-313-5995. The access code is 565-2166. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Tuesday with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, so grab your Bible, get a pen, paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the gospel broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in our opening prayer by Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Let's put our minds on the Lord. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, O God, we come before you with a humble heart, asking you for mercy, O God, and for forgiveness. Lord, search our hearts while we pray in this prayer, and forgive us, O God, for anything that's not pleasing in your sight. Lord, we ask that you will take it away, remove it right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, stretch forth your mighty hand and lay your hands upon us. We need a touch from you tonight, Lord. Send on strength tonight, oh, God, and strengthen us, Lord Jesus. Lift heavy burdens, oh, God. Move in miraculous ways, Lord, and work miracles in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we invite you to come and see about us right now, that your presence will be felt during this broadcast, Lord, out there over the airways. Lord, anyone who's listening right now, let them feel your presence. Lord, touch their minds and their hearts. Anyone who don't know you, Lord Jesus, Lord, reveal yourself unto them in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, give somebody the mind right now to turn from the error of their ways, to walk away from their worldly ways, Lord, and to repent of all wrongdoing. Have mercy, O Lord Jesus, and save right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your blood cover us right now. Let it wash us and clean us up on the inside and on the outside. Oh, Lord, we're down here waiting on you, but we can't do nothing without you, Lord. We are calling on your holy name, but we believe your word, oh, God, and we take you at your word, knowing that everything you promise, you will do. Oh, blessed Savior, strengthen us, Lord God. We need your help. We're going through trials and temptation. Is before us, Lord, but give us the power not to yield to the temptation. Oh, my God, help us to be firm and fixed in your word. Strengthen us where we're weak, my God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, take us by the hand and walk by our side both day and night. Lord, open our spiritual eyes that we may see the direction that you're pointing us to go into in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, give us spiritual insight and understanding, oh, God. Lord, God, light our path. Lord, show us the way we should go. Order our steps, oh, God, and keep us in your will in the name of Jesus. Let the power of God be revealed. Let your power be made manifest all around the world. Wherever we go, Lord God, help us and let our light shine out, that some lost soul will find their way, my God. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. We lift you up and we praise you, Lord, because according to your word, if you be lifted up from the earth, you will draw all men unto you. We're down here, Lord, lifting up your holy name, giving you praise, O Lord. Honor and glory belong unto you, O Lord, and we bless your holy name. We pray, God, that you will send on healing tonight, that you will touch, Lord Jesus, Lord, and make whole, my God. Rebuke the conditions and the sicknesses and any diseases, Lord. Rebuke the afflictions of body, Lord, and make whole right now. Go into the hospital.
hospital, Lord Jesus, and walk up and down the corridors, go from room to room, Lord, and Lord, lay your hand on those who are sick and heal their bodies, Lord. Raise them up right now, oh my God, and restore their health unto them that they may go forth and do your will. And anyone who has committed sins, Lord, let their sins be forgiven. Cover them, oh God, right now with your blood. Wash them, Lord, and clean them up in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you'll remember the backslider, those who are trying to return unto you, Lord, trying to make it back home. Move that hindrance out of the way. Destroy the yoke of bondage. Break the chain right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, and help them to return unto you. We know you're able, my God. You have the power to do everything, and there's nothing impossible. Oh, blessed Savior, look on those whose names are written on the prayer list, my God, by one and name by name. Those, Lord, who have been waiting for so long for a breakthrough, waiting, oh God, for an answer to their prayer. Lord, we pray that you'll remember them tonight and bless them, oh God, with the blessing that they stand in need of in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, move throughout this broadcast and let a blessing come upon your people. Lord God, hold us in your heart and your hands. Lead us and guide us in the way we should go. We believe you right now, Lord. Let your word come forth tonight. Lord, let it touch somebody's heart. Lord, let the word go out and be spread abroad, Lord. For you said in your word that this gospel shall be preached in all the world. And Lord, help us to go wherever you send us, Lord, and to preach this gospel. Help us, Lord, to obey you and to do your will, Lord. Help us. We need your help, Lord. Lord God, open the doors that are shut in our faces. Make the way for us, oh Lord God. We want to do your will, but we need your help. And we believe you right now, oh God. We're taking you at your word. We believe we have the petitions we've asked in this prayer. Oh Lord, and we thank you tonight. We thank you for being patient with us. We thank you for your mercy and for your grace, Lord. We thank you for blessing us, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for your protection, my God. We thank you for stopping by to see us. Hallelujah. We thank you, my God, for lifting our burdens, Lord. We thank you for giving us strength and power. We thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for everything you've done.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord God. We lift you up. We magnify your holy name. Oh, bless your name, Lord Jesus. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank
you.
Thank you. Glory.
Thank you,
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lord, thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, yes, Lord.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Praise God. We thank the Lord for that beautiful anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen. And praise God. We thank God because we know that prayer changes things. And at this time, we're going to read the word of God from the 49th number of Psalm. Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I will incline my ear to a parable. I will open my dark saying upon the heart. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my heels shall compass me about? They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceases forever. That he should still live forever and not see corruption. For he seeth that wise men die, likewise the fool and the brutish person perish and leave their wealth to others. We thank God for the reading of his word from the 49th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 10. May God ever add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful passage of scripture being read by Evangelist Maybell, and also that prayer being prayed by Evangelist Hameen. And God bless you all, and thank you again for tuning into the Gospel Truth with Evangelist Maybell Edmond. Truly, prayer is what we need.
Yes.
And it's, you know, one thing to pray, beating the air, but it's another thing when you can pray and reach heaven and get things done. And I tell you, the prayer of the righteous availeth much.
Amen.
Thank God for that prayer coming through her and the anointing.
Amen.
And again, the Gospel Truth broadcast, you can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 605-313-5995. And that access code is 565-2166. And you can also tune in, or you can also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts Prayer Works Ministry with co-host Evangelist Maybell Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 563-999-3634. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And we want to continue to pray for the souls on our prayer list, keeping Danny Thompson in our prayer, Deacon Roger Tanner, Darnell Williams, the bereaved Harrell family, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr.'s brother, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, all the souls who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements, all the bereaved families as well. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I would just like to sing this song. Alas, indeed, my Savior bleed, and did my sovereign die?
Yes.
Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? Oh, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Was it for crimes that I had done, he groaned upon the tree? Amazing pity and grace unknown, and love beyond degree. Oh, at the cross, at where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over to the hands of Evangelist Maybell. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. At the cross, where I first saw the light. Glory to God. I thank the Lord for that beautiful selection coming through Dr. Hanin. And I want to encourage her to keep singing for the Lord and doing whatever God gives you to do. Praise God. We thank the Lord for the prayer, for the word of God thus far. Now at this time, we want to prepare our hearts for prayer and for the word of God. Tonight is oldies but goodies in the gospel. And we're going to go back a bit to, I believe it was March of 1994. Praise God.
Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this another day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for these thy people, Lord. Oh, God, we want you to reach out tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, stretch forth thy mighty hand, Lord. Touch somebody right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch that body tonight. Heal the sick, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You told us in your word, with your stripes we are healed. And Lord God, we believe you, and we take you at your word in the name of Jesus. Lord God, sit on the Lord. Oh, my God, deliver the bound, Lord. Set the captive free. Oh, God, we want you to open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, Lord. Somebody stands in need of a financial blessing. In the name of Jesus, we want you to make a way out of no way, my God. Oh, Father, move, Lord. Move by thy spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we want you to send our words tonight and morning. Touch Evangelist Edmund tonight. Oh, God, use the Lord. Speak to her, my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let the sound go out. Let somebody's heart be touched. Oh, God, break up the stony heart. Change that troubled mind in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, let your will be done. Have thine eternal way. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We thank God for the prayer. And at this time, here is Evangelist May Edmund.
Praise the Lord. God bless every one of our radio listeners. And we thank you for tuning in tonight. We have the word of God for you. And we want you to turn your attentions and your mind to the word of God. Reading from St. Luke, the 22nd chapter, and beginning with the 31st verse.
Praise God.
And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat.
Oh, yes.
But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not.
Yes.
And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren.
Oh, glory.
Praise the Lord. I believe this was Jesus speaking to Simon Peter. And he began to tell Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat.
Yes.
But the Lord said unto Simon, he said, I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not.
Yes, Lord.
And when thou art converted, strengthen thine brother.
Strengthen the
brother. You see, we are living in the last days, and we're living in times now where people don't have the faith that they need to have in God.
Yes.
Satan is trying, everyone, trying to destroy the work of God.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to destroy the church of God. But I heard Jesus when he said, upon this rock,
come on,
I will build my church.
Yeah.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You see, he wasn't talking about he built a church up
Praise God, praise God. We thank God for the word of God. We thank God. Keep the faith in these last days. We've got to keep that faith in God. I don't care if the Lord touched you, as the message said. Don't give up. Don't turn around. And don't be disencouraged. Continue to look to the Lord and believe that God is going to deliver, because he will, if we just keep our trust in him and keep praying and keep looking to him. Now, at this time, we're going to open up the doors of salvation for anyone that don't know the Lord. You want to get to know the Lord, and if you're weak and you need strength, now is the time to pray and seek the Lord. Ask God to give you strength, and he will do it. If you need healing, God is yet in the healing business. So we're going to go to God in prayer tonight. So let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you, oh Lord. Thank you for what you've done, oh Lord. We thank you because you're moving by your spirit. We thank you for the word of God that is going forth. We pray that you look on your people everywhere and that you will touch your people and give strength to them that are weak, that you will look on those that are disencouraged. We pray that you touch them right now, Lord. Encourage their hearts and give them strength to overcome. Help them to look to you, O Lord, and take you at your word, O Lord. Bind every evil spirit and everything that's contrary to your will. We pray that you touch and bless, O Lord. Save and heal. Look on those souls who are going through afflictions in their bodies. We pray that you touch right now, Lord. We know thou art a healer, and we know that you're still working miracles. Work a miracle for somebody, somebody to believe you tonight and take you at your word. Move in a mighty way. Let the Spirit of God prevail and the blood of Jesus cover. Bind Satan and his work. Bind that demon of disencouragement. Bind him tonight, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, he's seeking to overthrow. But we know that you've got the power, oh Lord, to take us through. You've got the power to keep us, continue to hold us in the hollow of thine hand. Ever lead us on to victory. Look on us, Jesus. Help us to do your will. Help us to stand, O Lord, in the midst of temptation. Help us to make this journey. Help us to keep the faith, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us to be faithful unto the end, in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we pray that you continue to touch and that you will continue to bless through this broadcast, that you will continue to let your word go forth, that souls might be saved, souls might be encouraged, souls might be blessed and delivered. We know you can do it today, oh Lord. Look on every listener. I pray that you will touch them, encourage their hearts, and help them, oh Lord. Whatever they have need of, I pray that you will grant it according to your will. Help us, oh Lord, to continue to look to you as never before, taking you at your word, trusting in you with all our heart, and leaning not to our own understanding. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything that you've done for us. We thank you, oh Lord, for how you continue to bless us, how you continue to make ways for us. And we thank you for the souls that you have blessed, the souls that you have encouraged, and thank you for the word of God that has been promulgated. We pray that you help us, oh Lord, to go where you send us, to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to every creature. Help us, O Lord, to step out on your word. Help us, O Lord, to drive and go forward in you. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able to take us through. You're able, O Lord. Help somebody to believe on you as the scripture has said. Send deliverance, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. We thank the Lord for the precious word of God, and we hope that someone has been encouraged through the word of God and that you will hold on to what God has done for you. Praise God. And that you will, as you know the Lord for yourself, that you will go out and witness, be a witness for the Lord and tell of his goodness. Tell somebody else God is doing. And tell them about the broadcast and give them the number. If you have the number, you can give it to them.
Yes.
And tell them all about it. Praise God. Tell them that the word of God is going forth and the word of God is being preached. Glory to God. So we thank God for this broadcast. And at this time, we're going to open up the floor or the mic or whatever. And give way that our evangelists may give remarks. And anyone else that would like to call in, you can call in. Feel free to dial 605-313-5995 and the access code 5652-166-pound. We're going to hear from our evangelists.
Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybelle. She was encouraging us to keep the faith. And
yeah.
So many, they're giving up. They're losing the faith. They don't want to endure. They don't want to go through. Don't want to suffer. And they want things to be easy. And, you know, I don't blame them. It would be great if things were easy. But I believe that Paul said that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. So if we have to go through much tribulation in order to enter heaven, how can we get there if we don't keep the faith and endure? How can we get there if we don't go through our tests and our trials? We have to endure. Very encouraging message, very inspiring message, the message for the times. I want to say you, Evangelist Maybelle, keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I thank God for that anointed message and the encouragement of this title of the message being keep the faith. It's important
yes.
that we keep the faith. No
yes.
matter what comes, if the winds blow, if the rains fall, if the storms rise, whatever happens, let's keep the faith, knowing that God will see us through. The
yes.
Lord will not forsake us. He won't abandon us, but we must continue to trust in the Lord. We just have to hold on to our, I believe that Deliverance Temple Choir, they sing holding on and I won't let go of my faith.
Yes.
Amen. So we've got to be determined. Our minds have to be made up that no matter what's going on around us, we're going to hold on and not let go of our faith. So be encouraged tonight. Like he was saying, if you just keep the faith, and you want to be delivered. You want to have the Holy Ghost. Keep the faith and keep on believing God until God does it for you.
Sure.
If you're sick in your body and you need healing, just keep the faith until you get your healing. And God will surely do it for you if you trust him. Praise God. I'm encouraged. I just want to encourage you, Evangelist May, continue to preach the word of God, and I thank
yeah.
God for the gospel truth broadcast and this night being oldies but goodies in the gospel. And I'm surely blessed and I'm enjoying it greatly. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Thank God for the word of God that came tonight.
Yes.
Amen. Letting us know to keep the faith. Amen.
Yes.
We're going to go through in order to make it to the kingdom of heaven. Amen. We must be tried. Jesus
yes.
was tried.
Yes, he
Jesus
was.
Went through.
Yes.
So we have to arm ourselves likewise.
Yes.
Amen. Hold on to our faith. I just thank God for the word of God tonight. Thank God for the beautiful prayer, the opening prayer, and also the beautiful song that was sang. I just thank God for all things. Actually, to continue to pray my strength in the Lord.
The Lord. Anyone else? We thank the Lord for all of our evangelists. Glad to hear Evangelist Cynthia on the line tonight.
Amen.
Thank God for her. I thank God for Evangelist Khadija and Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who got a chance to go down Georgia and meet our cousin Gloria. I thank God
Amen.
For that. Oh, God, he's got a way. Sometimes we don't know which way the Lord's going to move, but God knows, and he's got a plan. So I just thank the Lord for all things. I want to encourage Cousin Gloria also to continue to listen into the broadcast, and she is so willing to work, even to invite others to get
Amen.
On the broadcast. And I appreciate that. Glory to God. So we want to encourage everyone to continue to keep the faith, look to the Lord. He is our hope. He is our help. So let's keep looking to him in these last days. Praise the Lord. We thank God for everything. Also, I'd like to announce that on Friday, March the 29th, which is Good Friday, we plan to have noonday prayer at the prayer mission at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. That is 12 o'clock Friday, on Good Friday. We will be in prayer, Lord willing, at 12 o'clock. And from then on, we're going to go whichever way the Lord lead us. We want to start getting into prayer, because it's very much needed for the sake of our souls and so we can stand. We've got to pray, and we've got to pray our way through. So we're looking forward to that, Lord's will, and we will keep you informed and let you know when that time is set aside for. And we ask that you pray for us, and if that's all, this brings the broadcast to a close, unless there's anything else. If not, we say good night and God bless you.